Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, good morning, everyone. Jennifer Zamparelli here with you till 12. And earlier on in the show, I spoke to me pal Fiona, whose Instagram account has been hacked. Now, this is a regular occurrence for people. And when it happens, it's actually really distressing. It's a pain in the hoop to get sorted. Well, on the line now is Colin Baker from backfromthefuture.ie to advise us on what we can do if this happens. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
How are you?
Very, very good. Yeah, it is certainly a pain in the hoof.
Yeah.
That's a very technical and accurate phrase. And unfortunately, it's becoming more and more prolific. It's grown almost twofold year on year since 2016. So it's look, if you're not careful, it's almost what we're saying, a guarantee, or it's certainly a guarantee that you're going to have hack attempts. And it's almost a guarantee that at some point in the not too distant future, one will be hacked. That's the best way to approach it.
Yeah, and it's not just... I've had a lot of people on the show, a lot of people with a substantial amount of followers, but recently I've been seeing a lot of friends, you know, who have regular jobs, not in the media, being hacked as well. So what is the advantage of hacking people who have, like, 300 followers?
We see some of the hacking methodologies are largely automated. So they're just hunting around, sending out phishing emails and messages and text messages in order to draw that individual in to click on something and to inadvertently authenticate another user. And all this is done largely by a bot, largely by a nicely little, nicely developed, but a very intelligently developed program or virus. And so they're not actually targeting, in a lot of cases, the person with, you know, X amount of followers. They're just targeting. It's a machine gun policy. Wow. They're targeting as many people as they possibly can in the hope that a small percentage is a large number and they get onto a lot of different users. So, it is it's not always personal. Sometimes it is where you've got people with, you know, enormous accounts. But a lot of the time nowadays, it's automated systems doing this.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's interesting because I did not know that. So how do you know if you've been hacked, fundamentally? How do you know?
Well, for starters, I mean, there's a bit of a dilemma in that. Obviously, if there is suspicious activity and behaviour on your account, then you will get notifications from the social media companies, from Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But often the phishing emails and notifications that are coming in carry the same likeness. So in one breath, I say, watch out for these messages and pay heed to them. And in another breath, I say, be uber cautious about where they've come from, what URL you're clicking into when you do, you know, follow them through, and what exactly you're doing and for who when they ask you for something. But do obviously watch out for them. But also just being really... What we find with clients of ours, we do a lot of tech support for businesses, and a lot of those businesses are now finding that obviously social media has become very important to them, and it's quite new to them in a lot of cases. So we're seeing these hacks not just for individuals, but also for companies as well. And I suppose the biggest and most important thing that they'll see is sort of misbehavior on their account. And if they keep their account tidy, and by that I mean, so most of these phishing emails, by the way, come through your email address. The best way to hack your Instagram is actually through your email. So that's actually the vulnerability that they tend to exploit. But what you'll actually see is either emails that are nefarious, activity on your social media accounts that's a bit dodgy, and it'll become, unfortunately, quite self-evident when you do truly get hacked, because the worst culmination of that is you can't get in. You go in, you tap into your app, and you're logged out, and you can't, doesn't recognise your credentials anymore. That's the worst, and that is the real pain in the hoop.
Yeah, okay. So, Colin, what should your immediate steps be?
Well, for starters, look, prevention's always better than cure. So I think for the vast bulk of our listeners, they haven't been hacked, and therefore now is the time to solve this. There's a simple methodology, as most of us will know, called 2FA or two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. That is emerging on most platforms now. And it's it's pretty damn bulletproof. Effectively, all it is instead of just needing a password, you also need it to send a one-time code to your phone via SMS or through an authenticator app. It's really easy to set up through the settings in your social media app. It's a bloody nuisance because obviously it means when you sign in to these things, not only do you have to remember your password, you also have to have it send you a text message as well. But you know what? It's a lot less of a nuisance than being hacked and logged out of your profile.
Okay, so Colin, if people are going to do that now, do they just go to, I'm just going to be try and make it really simple for people, they go into their Instagram now, go to their security settings and do it that way?
It's literally, in Instagram, it's the little picture of a human in the corner. It's your profile. You click on the setting, you click on security, and you'll see an option for two-factor authentication. That, by the way, applies to everything. All major platforms now offer, or in some cases enforce, two-factor authentication. You know what, like it or not, it's going to become de rigueur, part of everything that we do, two-factor authentication, until they find a way to hack that as well. Security, I suppose, it starts with being aware of these features and taking the time out of your day, whatever, that'll take 5 minutes to set up, taking that time to know about it, to set it up, to know how it works. And you'll get that sense of security straight away, but you'll also get that kind of absolutely additional guard on your security as well.
Yeah.
So again, prevention is far better than cure, because ultimately the social media networks are investing huge money, in fairness to them, in trying to prevent this and protect people's data. Not just from, you know, nefarious content, but ultimately from hacking and then from misuse. They are putting a lot into it, but you know, it is an enormous queue, no doubt. When you go into your login screen, you can't get in. There is a help option at the bottom. It will offer to send you a one-time code. The worst cases I've seen, Jen, is where people, and this is where these are the most vulnerable people, as I've seen it, people who don't have their kind of online identity in an orderly fashion. By that I mean, you'll have people who've set up their Instagram through a colleague or a friend or a relative. They don't know their password. They don't necessarily have access to the email that it was set up with. Or they set up an email 5 years ago for it and they never bothered accessing it again and they don't have access to it. Those people are, you know, most likely locked out for good and it's over. So you need to keep that tidy, keep your email tidy and up to date and your security for your email up to date and then your social media up to date as well.
Okay. It sounds like with the people I've known in the past who have been, hacked or, let's say, stupid enough to click on a link.
Yeah. Curiosity kills the cat. Very
I know.
Much so in technology.
It sounds like Instagram, Facebook have no time for these people. That's why the process or the cure, as you call it, of trying to retrieve it or fix it is kind of lengthy and difficult.
Well, it is. We've heard mixed stories, particularly with Instagram. I mean, there's lots of people saying, look, it's my entire business runs on it. I submitted a report 2 weeks ago. I've still not got any correspondence. And likewise, by the way, there's a lot of clients of ours, in fact, most of them, who've had similar problems and have reported it through Instagram. They've gotten, satisfactory responses. And in most cases, you know, their problems have been solved. You know, these social media companies, they're not remiss in what they're doing. They are actually putting a lot into it.
Okay.
But it is an enormous problem to deal with. And that's why I always head up with prevention is better than cure. Because it doesn't matter. We watch films, Jen, and you know, you see these guys, these hackers and techies, and they jab a load of keys, and you hope one of your friends is like that, and you go to them and you say, help, my Instagram's been hacked. He can't do anything. She can't do anything. It's Instagram who have this. No clever IT friend of yours is going to be able to resolve this. This has to go through Instagram, through Facebook, through whatever social media account you're using. There is a deluge for them. And, you know, that is a much worse case scenario than just preventing it in the first place.
Okay. Well, listen, it's great to talk to you, Colin, and thank you for that. I think everybody who's listened to the show today is going to take that 5 minutes to do the two-step verification and change
so
their password. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Who wants a pain in their hoop, Jen?
Oh, no one wants a pain in their hoop. I have no bleeding time for a Colin. Colin Baker, thank you so much. That is Colin Baker from backfromthefuture.ie, backfromthefuture.ie. Go and check him out. It's an amazing business.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.